over 60.
There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasily. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun, as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc,
and it starts now.
Welcome, everybody. This is another episode of Transformation Network's premier show, The Psychic and the Doc. And I'm here with my incredible co-host, Dr. Pat Vasily, who is the star of The Dr. Pat Show and a very high-profile talk show figure in not just the United States, but worldwide for the past 20-plus years. And she founded the Transformation Network. And the reason I'm saying all this is because the theme of our show tonight is let your genie out of the bottle. And let me tell you something. Dr. Pat has really let her genie out of the bottle, because the bottle can symbolize many things. From a spiritual sense, it can symbolize our body. And then when we pass, our soul, being the genie, is released. But it can also apply to what we're doing in the material world. Are you bottled up? Are you stuck in a rut? Well, this show, we're letting that genie out of the bottle. What do you say, Dr. Pat?
I love the way you talked about that, because it's all of that and then more, because this is a day for you that is a very important day. And you'll talk about that as the show goes on. But I couldn't think of a better way to describe sort of the transitional period we're in now. And, you know, talking to my astrology friends, they love to talk about this period. They love to talk about what the full moon did, what the planets are doing. But all will agree that this is an enormous time of shifting. However, it's also an enormous time of that genie needs to have no bottle. The bottle needs to go. And what does that mean? It means when you think about that idea of a genie in the bottle from a metaphoric point of view, it means that's an energy is trapped, right? When
yes,
you say,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is not the time to harness, strap, trap, imprison the genie that's within. What do you say, Mark?
I couldn't agree more. And there's so many metaphors with the genie in the bottle. I mean, if you want to go, you know, back in the mists of time, the word genie comes from jinn, which is a spirit, a magical spirit, which we can also refer to as a fairy, a sprite, an elemental. And in the Middle Eastern cultures, the jinn were not always looked at positively. But then, you know, you get to like 1001 Arabian Nights and Aladdin finds the lamp, and the genie in the lamp's really not such a bad guy. And then you get to the cartoon, you know, Aladdin and the Disney, and then there's Jafar, who ends up being in a lamp. And so there have been stories throughout history where a genie grants somebody three wishes and is the outcome always positive. And I think that it's important for us to realize that it isn't always about materialism that we need to be focusing on. Because what does the genie, because I know in Aladdin, and when you read 1001 Arabian Nights, the genies can give you things, material things. But this show, we're talking about the intangible, that which is within inside of you, the spiritual, your ambitions, your desires. Because, material, you know, I mean, everybody wants material security, and I understand that. But what really brings true fulfillment to people is getting in touch with that genie that you need to let out of the bottle.
Yeah. You know, Mark, there was a movie this year or last year, I can't remember. I think I watched it this year. two of my favorite actors, like two of my all time, Idris Elba and Tilda Swinton. And I never imagined in my lifetime that those two actors would actually come together in a movie, but they did. And the movie was called 3,000 Years of Longing. And I mean, it was a really different way to look at the, you know, and Idris Elba, of course, was Djinn from the bottle.
Yeah.
And this movie talked about inhibitions and how we don't live our lives. It was fascinating because that's really the spirit of today in so many ways, is what are we imprisoning ourselves with? What are we carrying that we know we can release? And are we willing, as Tilda Swinton's character, are we willing to take the risks to enjoy it?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I saw the movie and I absolutely loved it.
I know. Do you agree, though, with what I'm saying about it, though, a little bit?
Oh, right.
It was very different than I thought.
Yeah. Usually it's the, you know, your three wishes, and the wishes brought all these very complicated situations.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me, there was a movie probably about 25, 30 years ago. It was one of Brendan Fraser. It's when he was at the top of his game. And back, he's back because he just won the Academy Award for The Whale. But it was a movie called Bedazzled, and he meets the devil, who was Elizabeth Perkins, and she just looks smoking hot in this red dress. And she grants him, 10 wishes, and everyone is a complete disaster. And one of the funniest, he goes, "Well, I'd like to be president of the United States." And the next thing he knows, he's looking in the mirror and he's Abraham Lincoln. Mary Todd Lincoln walks behind him and goes, are you ready to leave for the theater, honey?
I mean, but you know, this is the kind of thing. And for those of you out there, this is a live call-in show. I just want to remind everyone, usually at the top of this hour, we allow our producers to pick up all of these phone calls that are coming in. And so Mark and I, you know, Mark, of course, today has picked a topic that's very near and dear to him. But for those of you out there, 1-800-930-2819, please give us a call. Look, I will admit it. I'm going to admit it. What one of my favorite all time, like one of these TV series thingamajiggies, right? You know, that goes on forever. It used to be, you call them TV series. We don't anymore. I don't even know what we call them anymore. Lucifer. And first of all, I love the actor. I'm gonna make a pitch that this guy needs to be the next James Bond. Although I heard Daniel Craig is somehow gonna come back. I don't even know that. But this show about Lucifer is all about Lucifer getting into your desires. You know, what do you desire? He asked that question. In our society in the United States, we are so afraid to ask and let our desires come forth. This is an era now, as we move into 2024, where that will really hold you back. It doesn't mean that you get everything. It means your desires can't be compromised in the new energy. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I do. I do. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting something, nothing wrong with desiring. You know, both Dr. Pat and I, we come from a Catholic background where every impulse, every desire, you're wrong, you're bad. You know, and this whole thing of like, you're born a sinner and all that.
Don't eat meat.
Don't eat meat on Friday. Then you find out it was because in the medieval era, the Pope needed to give a boost to the Italian fishing industry. I mean, you know, you start finding all this, you know, and then the Protestants invent themselves in the 1500s, and they take the you're bad to an even greater extreme. And certainly, you know, I do believe in God and I do believe in an afterlife.
Yeah, of course.
But I always like what Gandhi said. What religion is God? And you have to realize that religions were created by humans to try to understand this infinite energy that simply the human brain is not designed to interpret. We don't necessarily need to get into the esoteric here. This show, my mother's name was Jeannie, and we're honoring my mother today.
Yeah.
She was a medium, and everyone who's familiar with my work, my books, and many of the interviews that I've done She was such a profound influence on my life. I mean, obviously because she was my mom, but also because, you know, being raised by parents who were mediums. Yeah. And what's funny is, you know, my dad was an aerospace engineer. Before that, he was in the Navy. He was a SEAL. And my mom was an artist. So it's not like, you know, they were professional psychics. They weren't. I'm the first one in all the generations of my family to come forward with this. And so when I think about when my mother left the material world, Jeannie left the bottle. And she had such a difficult life because of all the physical problems, the Crohn's disease and heart problems and severe diabetes. But if you met my mom, you would never have known any of that. She dressed to the nines. She always had a joke. She the million-dollar smile, funny, uplifting. And, you know, Dr. Pat, I remember about 2 months before she passed, she said, "I don't know if I've ever accomplished anything in my life." And I said, "Mom, how could you possibly say that?" And then at her service, it was standing room only, and it was a big Catholic church, and all these people that I, so many I knew, but many I didn't, came up and said, "Your mother changed my life. She said this to me. She did a reading for me." And I remember just looking up and saying, "Mom, do you feel you made a difference now?" And, yeah. And that's the lesson we can learn from letting the genie out of your bottle. And from my mom, is that all of you are making a difference, and you don't always realize that you are. I mean, it's easy if you're like a big movie star or I won't say politician, I'll say like somebody that does something good for humanity. And some politicians do, but the thing is, you can make a difference in your corner of the world. And if that's just being a good listener, being a good parent, being a good friend, offering advice, just being there for somebody, you have no idea how that proverbial pebble that hits the water, the concentric circles, how many people it really does touch, that you really touch.
Yeah. You know, Mark, thank you so much for talking about your mom. You know, people in our lives, especially when you talk about your mom, what a wonderful woman she must have been, and still is energetically, of course. But what a special time today that we get to honor her and you, you know, to carry, you know, the baton, move the baton forward. Because I think sometimes that's what we're here for. You know, I think that, you know, what your mom passed to you, what my mom's, both of them passed to me. You know, at some point I woke up one day and said, "I'm obligated to carry this torch." I don't know exactly when that happened. Probably after I stopped drinking and using. That's when you get clarity in your life.
That's when your genie. That's when your genie comes out. Because you were bottled up in that mindset, and it's not like you woke up one day and said, "Oh, I think I'll become a drug addict and alcoholic." Yeah. It's because of all the pain. Yep. And the suffering that you went through, you know, in my work as a lawyer and as a medium, I've never met a person that was a drug addict or an alcoholic who was happy. They did that because they were unhappy.
Yeah.
And when you find that you love yourself more and have faith in yourself, I mean, look what you've done, Dr. Pat. You created the Transformation Network. And that's just one of the way you work with women and the inspirational work that you do and the presentations that you give at conferences. And so, you know, you're more than a pebble. You're a couple boulders falling into the pond, and you're making a big splash, but your splash is splashing other people that in turn are creating more concentric circles of goodness. And that's the one thing that my mother taught me is, you know, you do good for other people, no matter how lousy she felt. If she could help somebody, she would. And you know, and also on the other side, if you're hurting, that doesn't give you the right to hurt other people. Yeah. I run into a lot of folks that, you know, "I've lost someone and I'm upset." And so I understand that, but that doesn't give you a right to bite everybody's heads off. And those around you who understand that are going to cut you some slack because that's what you do. But you also have to realize, I have found that if I'm depressed or I'm not feeling good for whatever reason, if I do something nice for somebody else, help somebody else, that really works.
Yeah.
That helps a lot.
But you see, we got that. You must have gotten that from your mom and your dad at some level. I got that from my mom. I mean, you know, I made promises to my mom. I never thought I would be able to move them forward. But here you and I are today. We're doing a fabulous show. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to do exactly what we promised we would do to our parents, because they are watching. I know my mamas are watching. I know those two are watching. And you know, those two getting together, I can only imagine what they're up to. But we're gonna get together with your mom. We're gonna take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we're going right to the phones. We'll probably go through the phones, make sure we get all of you in here. But this is a very special show of honoring tonight, and we want you to know that we want to help you get out of the bottle, whatever that bottle is. Let's take a short break, Emily. We'll be right back.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
The Relevance of Now podcast has been created to assist you in remembering, embracing, embodying, and enjoying your true self, your essence, and your true power that is constantly expanding and unfolding. Within the Relevance of Now, you are stepping out of the requirements to be other than who you are as you remember and experience the uniquely beautiful facet of Creator that you are. For more information, visit williamlinville.com.
The Crystal Coach Show, sharing clarity, guidance, and practical wisdom with me, Anahata, every...
Everybody, welcome back to the Psychic and the Doc. And Mark, before we hop off, please give out your website so people know how they can get a hold of you, because we always run out of time to do that.
Certainly. I've got a number of events coming up in a couple weeks. I'm going to be in Houston at Body, Mind, and Soul. I got some live mediumship events there. And in November, I've got online light circles limited to six people each. Yeah. Please visit my website, which is afterlifefrequency.com. Feel free to sign up for my newsletter. You can find out about signing up for a reading and go into my calendar of events. You can see what's going on. And my article this month in Best Holistic Life magazine, which you can find out about on my website too, is the Great Ghost Hunt at the Haunted Stanley Hotel. And it's an incredible adventure. And Rocky, our producer, she was with me, and we encountered some really otherworldly stuff. And I decided to write an article about it. So you can find out about all that at afterlifefrequency.com.
I love it. Thank you, Mark. Emily, let's go to the phones. Who do we have?
Okay, we have Susan from Colorado. Susan, you are live. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Pat?
Good. Hey, can you just get directly in your phone? I want to hear you super clear.
Okay, how are you two today?
Good. Are you on speaker?
No.
Okay. I'll either have to turn you up, or Emily will have to turn you up, but I think you're clear enough so we can hop you over to Mark. How can we help you today?
I was wondering if I could hear from my sister, mother, or father.
Okay, Susan, thank you for calling in. Let me open up to frequency and see who we got coming in. All right, I got a female energy coming in. This very well may be a mother energy because she feels like she's on the level above you, which would be the parent, aunt, uncle level. And what I'm getting with her, this woman, she was ill for quite some time prior to passing. Now, quite some time doesn't mean she had to be laying in bed for 6 months. It could even been a couple weeks. And the reason I say this is the way she's depicted. I see her wearing like bed clothes, like a nightgown, slippers. And I'm also getting this massive fluid buildup, congestion in the chest. I'm feeling constraints and pressure on her heart. This could be fluid, pneumonia, something like that, because different medical conditions have a similar physical sensation as I experience it. This could also be a congestive heart failure as well. And I keep getting this sharp pain in my head. So she was must have been having either head pain or also something was going on affecting her mental focus and clarity, high blood pressure as well. Ow, now I'm getting pains. And yeah, she definitely had massive things going on in her lungs. Does this make sense with either your mom or with your sister?
My mom, she had heart failure. She had a stroke. She had her kidneys are failing.
Okay, and so that would be consistent. Yeah, go ahead.
And passed.
Okay, she so that'd be consistent with passed. The head pain okay. in the chest. Okay, let's get mom in here. She is going right to you and your health condition, and she's showing me a bunch of carrots. Now, carrots are cool because most people like carrots, but unless you love or hate carrots. But what's going on with your eyes? This could indicate you may need to get in for an eye exam or you just did one. But usually when I get carrots, it's one of my triggers for eye issues. And it could be as simple as, hey, I need a change in prescription for even reading glasses. But she's going right to that. I'm getting a lot of pressure around the eyes, too. So she may be indicating that you could be getting a lot of stress headaches, but you are definitely under a lot of stress and it is affecting your eyes and the area around your eyes. Does that make any sense to you, Susan?
A little bit, but I have to think about it.
Okay, when you say a little bit, why?
I feel like I'm always rubbing them. They're always tired. I just had my eyes checked a year ago, but maybe right. I should go back.
Yeah, because with eyesight, a year is a very long time. And you said you're always rubbing them. See, your mom took me right to your eyes. So you could be having eye strain. You could be having dry eye. So please, I highly recommend tomorrow you make an appointment to get an eye exam. And now what else is she telling us? Something's going on with you and the way you're driving. And she's not trying to be picking at you, but she's concerned that you are not focusing and paying attention when you're driving. And I get like this near miss. So hopefully that's something that already happened. You had a near miss, but if not, she could be saying, warning you that by not paying attention, it could be a near miss or it may be a collision. And once again, not trying to scare you, this is spirit intervention where she's coming in to talk to you about this. Does that resonate with you at all, Susan?
Only that my car was stolen and I don't have a car and it got into an accident and was totaled.
Well, there we go. Okay, so she's focusing on the car, the near miss, which was actually a full-on miss. The reason I'm saying this, I know it's terrible when your car gets stolen, but she is telling you that was divine intervention because there was something wrong mechanically with the car. And this was actually going to work out for your benefit. Now, obviously, when your car gets stolen, that's not a good thing and it's terrible. And then you got to deal with police and insurance and everything else. But I believe that this was an act of spirit intervention, which prevented a much worse thing happening. And she told you, pull up your bootstraps, she said, stand up straight. And she said, just get through this period, but you're going to be just fine. Just out of curiosity, what was the condition of your vehicle? Was it an older car, newer model? What kind of, what was going on with your car?
It was a 2007 Cadillac.
So, and yeah.
I was going through a lot of stuff at that time. So I can understand what she said. It was an intervention because I probably wouldn't be around. You know, yeah. I'm bipolar and I was in a manic state. And she was looking out after me.
So there you go. There you go. And she said, you're going to get through this. Dr. Pat.
Yeah. I one of the things I want to say is you feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Do you feel like that?
Not really. I just don't feel like I have a place.
That's what I mean.
I'm living with my kids and I got evicted and all that, you know.
That's what I mean. The weight of the world. That whole thing is very. I sense that, and I want to ask you if there's something you could do for yourself. Is there some way for you to do something for yourself?
Well, it's not easy because I can't drive, and my kids they work.
Okay.
They'll either have to walk.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I say that. I mean, I don't know what you like to do. I know for me, just give me any way to get to a movie theater and I'm there. And I like to go by myself because I don't want to debate 50 minutes with somebody what movie you want to watch because nobody wants to go to see the movies I watch anyway. But I'm just trying to say, I mean, that's really true. It's like, hey, anybody? No, we don't want to go to that movie. And I'm like, okay. And so I go myself. I get myself in the car and I go myself, whatever that is. And I'm just saying that there are ways to get to where you go. That car company that starts with a U is one of them, and they can get you there. What I'm trying to say is I want you to start thinking about doing something for yourself. If you do that, I'm going to send the spirit of my mama, because we were talking about our mamas before, and my mama would just make sure I could figure out a way to get there. But please start to think about doing something for yourself and find a way to get to the eye doctor. Take a bus. I don't know where you live or what you got to do, but you get those people that pick you up, go to the doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mean those people that pick you up. I mean the car companies that have these drivers. I don't mean those other people that are going. Don't be hanging out on the street now. I don't want to be here. Dr. Pat told me to hang out on the street. No, what I'm trying to say is you have to think about yourself and you can get a car. You know, you can call that company. I'm not allowed to say them on air, I don't think. But you can call them and you can get yourself to where you want to go. I want you to really think about doing stuff for yourself, because not only are you not feeling, you're down a court, you're in a house, you've had a tough situation, and you will rise up from this. So please pay attention to me. But you're only going to rise up if you can rise up by taking care of yourself and doing something fun for yourself. Okay. Because, you know, this is it. You got to get out of the bottle. You got to get out of the bottle.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
Okay. Fun.
Thank you, Mark.
It's FUN. Fun.
Fun.
Do something fun
all
for
right.
you.
Yeah.
Okay. And, good. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I'm going to check on you. Okay. You got to take time and do something fun. I mean, the genie coming out of the bottle for people like you and me, work. We think about work. I mean, what we're building. But you still have to take time to have some fun. You have to do a little something. But I can't get nobody here to go to the movie. So I'm just going to whine about that. Emily, who do we have next?
Okay, next we have Kim from Philadelphia. Kim, you are live. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hello. Okay, I guess.
What can we do for you? You live in Philly?
Right outside of Philly.
I know. Philadelphia is one of my favorite places.
Yeah. Well,
I know.
Not lately.
But I lived in a part of Jersey where it's in between the New York. But how can we help you today? Should I turn you over to Mark here?
Yeah, so I just, I've been having a lot of, I don't know if there may be health problems, but I've been seeing a doctor. I'm not sure kind of what's going on. He's not sure what's going on. And I'm just feeling very stressed out and tired and, you know, just like, just want to give up at this point.
I'm sorry, say that last part again.
She wants to give up. She just wants to give up.
I just feel like, yeah, I'm just so tired. I could just like lay in bed and just never get up at this point.
Is your father in spirit, Kim? And the reason I'm asking that is there's a male energy coming through that has a very paternalistic. So this could be a grandfather, it could be an uncle, but it feels he's got a very dad-like vibe. Anything, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. I'm laughing because he's singing you a song, A Very Merry Unbirthday to You, to You. Now, that comes from Disney's Alice in Wonderland. And whenever I get that particular song, it can mean any of the following, because one message can have more than one meaning. What that could mean is think of a six-week time frame, and today's right in the middle. So that could mean either within 3 weeks ago or 3 weeks from now is a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event. Birth, death, anniversary, or event within 3 weeks ago or 3 weeks from now connected to you, your dad, or somebody else close to you. And he could also be referencing a female name of somebody either in this world or the other side. It's a Alice or a variation like Alice, Alicia, Lisa, Liza. All right. Anything there makes sense?
Yes.
In what way?
Yeah. A death that's coming up on October
27th. So we're right in that time frame.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a female who passed?
It's a male.
It's a male?
And
okay.
And he's older. Yeah.
He was older. Okay. But definitely not your dad, correct?
No, this wasn't my dad, no.
Was he kind of more like a boyfriend?
My dad passed, but...
Yeah, no, we got your dad here, but kind of, sort of. Okay, so he's coming in.
Yeah.
It's funny, he and your dad are on the other side. They hit it off really well. And so this older gentleman coming in, he said that it's out of character for you to be so depressed, because when he was in this world, you always made him smile. And but he's not faulting you or criticizing you. What he's telling you is this is it's basically just a dip in your flow chart. That's what he's calling it, a dip in your flow chart, that you're just at a down point right now. And he's telling you, write it out. Okay. Who likes the casinos and gambling? And I'm not saying go run off to a casino and, you know, start spending tons of money. But what it is, he keeps showing me casinos, gambling, and I'm hearing, you know, those machines. You know, you go in and slot machines.
Yeah, we used to go to the casinos a lot together when he was here. Yeah.
Okay. All right. See, you're laughing. He got you laughing. He said, you haven't been laughing in a while. And it's funny because, you know, Dr. Pat, in your advice for the previous caller, you said, go have some fun. This is the same message. I love when we get this cosmic continuity, and that's what's going on with you, Kim. You're just simply not doing anything for yourself. You're not having any fun. That's why he wants you to laugh, and he appreciates that you miss him. Your dad appreciates that you miss him, but they're telling you that you're focusing too much on yesterday and not enough on today. And that's what the message is. And Dr. Pat, I think this is the perfect place for you to come in.
Yeah. Hey, Kim, I wanted to say something. I know you started out by talking about how you didn't feel well, your body, correct?
Yeah.
You've been going to a bunch of doctors. Look, 6 months after I started the show in 2004, I came down with a mystery disease, and it took me 10 years to figure it out. because I had no idea of the energy of things. Now, the Dr. Pat you see today is not the Dr. Pat 20 years ago. And so I've learned a lot along the way. And I'll tell you what I've learned. If I were to, in fact, have that same diagnosis today, it would not take me 10 years. Because we have to really trust our gut. Now, if you don't like your doctors, because I think you said something like that, and that you wanted to give up. It's so hard some days, and I know that. Do you know what I'm saying to you? I know some days are hard to get up and get out of bed, right?
Yeah.
But you have to find...
I mean, I don't lay in bed. I work too much to do that, but yeah.
No kidding, right? I mean, look at us.
Yeah.
Look at us, right? Yeah. I mean, we're never going to lay in bed. Are you kidding me? Come on. You know, I mean, the bed would fall apart if we laid in bed. Right. But what I'm trying to say is you got to find this other avenue for yourself where you laugh and you smile. You know, I don't know what that is, but you know what that is. I know, Kim, you know what it is. You're just not doing it, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Come on. Are you whining on me today? Come on. You know what makes you laugh, right? And smile.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what is it going to take for you to get a little fun in your life? What would it take? What would it look like for you?
I time out with my friends, I guess, would help.
So what are you going to do with your friends? You're going to go somewhere, yeah? You could probably go to the movies for me and then call me. Tell me what the movies are about, because nobody here will go with me. So, I mean, right. Something that you're going to do, go to the movies, do something, call your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be all work, because you see, if you're like me, it was all work and all pain. My body was in pain. It was all work and all pain. When I wasn't working, then I could feel the pain. Good news for me is I did something. But what are you going to make a commitment to us tonight that you're going to do something fun for yourself here in the next week, please?
I will. I'm going to go to breakfast with a friend of mine on Saturday morning. So.
There we go.
That's a good start.
And yeah, I love that. And don't forget, I'm in Jersey right now. I'm not very far from you. Okay. I'm like, I could see you from where I'm sitting. So we'll check in with you, but please do something fun. Okay. All of this will pass for you. I know it.
And real quick, Kim, gardenias. I'm smelling gardenias. Oh. What do gardenias mean to you, Kim?
They were my mom's favorite flower.
Who do you think saying hello?
Yeah.
And see, that's like, normally I don't interrupt when Dr. Pat, but I'm getting the gardenias.
You gotta do it.
And that's the verifiable fact following the message. What Dr. Pat's telling you is start with breakfast with your friend and get out, you know, and I think what your mom's saying is take time to smell the gardenias. Well, you know, it's really easy to get caught up in work, you know, and like, I know Dr. Pat and I, we love what we do, but we work all the time. And there's some days I'm like, I can't remember the last time, you know, and the only time I go and do fun things, it's like when I'm on tour with Rocky, we'll be out in Colorado somewhere and we'll like stay an extra day so we can do a mountain hike, you know, because we like work all the time. And you got to realize no matter how much you like your job or how you're investing in it, you got to do something frivolous for yourself. So.
Right.
Thank you so much. Please go do it. Lots to do.
I will.
I'm hungry now thinking about that breakfast she's going to have. Hey, Emily, who do we have next?
Okay, next we have John from Virginia. John, you are live. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well, John. Thanks for calling. How can I help, or how can Dr. Pat and I help?
Well, Mark, real quick, I got to tell you, the biggest influence in my life as far as my spiritual mediumship and development has become is your mother, and I've never met your mother.
Wow. Why do you say that?
The reason why I say that, because it all started with an incredible I Dream of Jeannie theme in my head for six months until I read your first book. And then when I read your first book, I came across the chapter where you explain about you and your frat buddies at your parents' house humming the theme to your mother to get her to do a reading for them.
Oh my God, that's right. And you know what, John? That was one of the during her celebration of life. We played that too. That dun 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 dun. But yeah. My fraternity brothers—they're all because my parents lived near the beach, and in my fraternity we showed up in force and started pitching tents in their backyard, and everyone heard about my mother, the medium, and so all my fraternity buddies. And if you're in a fraternity, you don't call it a frat, okay? Everyone else calls it a frat, but a fraternity. And they started humming the "I Dream of Jeannie" theme. So thank you, John. I appreciate that.
It's amazing because I came in late on the show, so I didn't know what you were talking about until you said your mother, Jeannie, and I thought, oh my God, talk about a synchronicity. And then, I was thinking, well, you know, I'll get on the show. Maybe Mark can connect with my mom or my dad. But then all of a sudden this thing came up with your mom. And I just said, you know, man, because every time I started to kind of drift away from my commitment and confidence in my mediumship, I kept hearing that theme song come back in my head. And that always brought me back to center where I need to focus.
You know, that's very good, because one of the lessons my mother and my father always instilled into me is never give up. And what's fascinating is after my mom passed, years later, my dad reconnected with a woman that he knew in high school. They hadn't seen each other in, I don't know, 60 years or whatever. And she was very interesting, and her husband had died. He was in the military. And she told me that when he was a young cadet, Winston Churchill came to West Point. And Churchill, it was toward the end of his life. He must have been in his late 80s, because I think he died when he was 90. And I said, you saw Winston Churchill? She said, oh, yes, he spoke at West Point. And he said, you know, he was very frail, and he stood up and he went to the podium. And all of a sudden, he was at the podium and he became Winston Churchill. And what he said was, never give up, never give up, never give up, never give up. Thank you. And he sat down. Yeah. That's all he said. And she said every cadet, every officer, everybody at West Point was on their feet screaming, cheering. Hats were flying in the air. And I said to her, I go, what better lesson could you learn from Winston Churchill than that?
Here we are a year and a half later after your mother got in my head some way. And my mediumship just so is going fantastically. But
never give up.
My question is this, real quick.
Sure.
I did a reading about a week ago, and I connected to somebody who was still with us. They had Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to connect to this person. But about 2 months ago, I connected with somebody who was still with us, but they were sick and in bed. And Mark, they passed and crossed over while I was still connected with them.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
And is this common or is this unusual for this to happen?
No, it's, well, it's unusual because you don't always get the opportunity to do it.
Right.
But it's not unusual because when people have Alzheimer's, their spirit, their electromagnetic soul, that's what I've termed our soul in the afterlife frequency, is still energetically tethered to the brain, to the body, but moves around, okay, and is able to communicate. And someone that is in the process of transitioning, it's very similar because their EMS is still tethered to their body, but they're in the transitional phase. And when they're in that transitional phase, they are literally, they have a foot in two different dimensions, our world and the afterlife frequency. And so, because I've been at the bedsides of people that were actively dying, and I was communicating with them, although they were not capable of physically communicating at the time. So what you experienced is actually quite advanced mediumship, and you are to be commended. Yeah. So whatever you're doing, yeah. John, yeah. I would recommend you continue doing it.
Yeah. John, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing that, because you shared something important that people really don't hear a lot about. And between you and Mark, you know, you're educating a range of people to step into the world of possibility. And that's what you demonstrated. I mean, yeah, that connection is meaningful to people. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, I didn't know that. I'm learning stuff tonight. Are you kidding me? Emily, I think we have one other caller, right?
Yes. Give me one second here. We have Katrina.
Boy, I just learned something right there. Hi, Katrina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. You're calling from Texas, yeah?
I am from Texas, yes.
Oh, I need me some barbecue too. See, this is a food. This is like a food theme tonight. I'm sorry. How can we help you? I'm so glad we got to talk with you here. How can we help you?
Oh, thank you. I would just love a reading if that's possible.
Certainly. Okay, I'm getting wow, 1, 2, 3, 4. You got a bunch of folks that want to talk to you. There's a male energy coming forward. Now, this male, he was younger when he passed. Now, by younger, I don't mean a toddler or a child. He looks like he could have been late teens, early 20s. And what I'm getting with him, kind of clean cut. He had straight brown hair, kind of came down he had like the bangs kind of like but not real long. And he had something unusual about his nose. He had kind of very distinctive nose, not big, it's just distinctive. And what I'm getting with him is all of a sudden I'm feeling tingles in my mouth. This indicates something neurological. This could be a seizure, convulsions. I'm getting a metallic taste in my mouth. Oh, and sharp pain to my head. It is very possible that this young man died by his own hand. Does this make any sense to you?
It does.
Okay. And what was his relationship to you? Because he feels like he's either on your level or the one below it. So it could be somebody that you knew when you were in that age range, or it could mean somebody on the child, niece, nephew level.
One of my daughter's friends at her age.
Okay. Okay. And your daughter's still here in this world?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me. You know, he liked your daughter and he liked you. He said, because when I was around your family, I felt there was hope. He said, your family always, it was like sunshine being around you. And the reason he's coming through, he's not here to make anyone feel bad. He's telling you that you bring sunshine. You bring sunshine. And what it is, you have this natural ability to help people lift themselves up. And he said, that's why he liked your family. He liked your daughter. He liked being around you. Now there's another spirit stepping in. I don't want to laugh because this woman is cracking me up and she feels like she could be on the parent type level. Do you remember there was a movie star way long time ago from Brazil, Carmen Miranda? Do you remember? Because this woman's coming in, she's dressed like in floral prints and she's singing Chiquita Banana, da 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 da, and she keeps giving me all these bananas. And I know that sounds hilarious and ridiculous, but this could mean something about bananas. And I think most people like bananas, but some like them, some don't. Yeah, but this could also mean an issue with potassium. And that could mean you or somebody close to you having an issue with potassium. Does any of that resonate with you? Or could there be a woman connected to you in spirit named Carmen?
don't think I have a Carmen connected to me in spirit.
This woman is connected to you through your dad's side of the family. This could be a grandmother or an aunt. So did you have some kind of like real kind of flamboyant out there kind of auntie or grandmother?
I don't know anything past my dad other than he's my dad.
Okay. Well, let's find out what this woman wants. Oh, let me ask you this. Potassium. Anyone diabetic or have any issues with potassium?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. When's the last time you or your daughter or anyone in your family went for a glucose test? Write it down, make an appointment. Yeah. Okay. Let me work with her, see what she wants you to know. Is your dad here in planet Earth or is he in spirit?
No, my dad's passed.
Okay. Because I'm getting a male coming in next to her, but on the generational level below this, and he's talking about smoking. This could indicate he was a smoker or he's bringing up something about you smoking. Anything there?
Could be, yes.
Is that you?
That would be me.
You're busted. So what do you think dad's telling you to stop doing, Dr. Pat?
Yeah, and let me just give you a little information about potassium that I'm going to make you aware of in about 3 minutes. We're not medical doctors, but both of us have had our own healing journeys, myself especially. Potassium is associated with kidneys. Now, I don't know what's going on with your kidneys, but potassium is high potassium could cause muscle fatigue, weakness, paralysis. You understand what I'm saying? Arrhythmia, right? Heart stuff. How are you doing with your heart? How's your heart?
My heart is good. My muscle's not so great.
Okay, so you just got to be a little bit mindful here at a potassium, okay? Now, again, we're not doctors, okay. So we're just going to we're connecting a couple of dots for you. You really need to look up what you might be eating, drinking in potassium. And a lot of times when you drink these mineral drinks or you drink stuff like that, they got loaded potassium. It's just something I'm making you aware of. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Yeah, yeah. Smoking depletes the body of a lot of things. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're not here as the smoking police. Your relatives were
my
here
dad
to
is
do
here
that.
Yeah. Your spirits were.
Your spirits here. So.
They smoking. Know when you've been smoking. They know.
Yeah,
when you're
they going. Do. They do. I mean, it is. I used to smoke, so I know what the addiction is like. But there are some really, really good hypnotherapists that help with that.
Okay.
Really good. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not one of these people to say, go it alone, gut it up. No, get some help on this. There's a lot of things out there to help you now. Okay.
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 Perfect.
All right. I'm just telling you because you're going to have to replenish your body. So go to see somebody that knows how to do that because you got to detox the old nicotine stuff, right?
Okay.
I know this is a lot to give you tonight, huh? And I just wanted barbecue.
I'm writing it all down.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, you've got that sunshiny disposition. You've got the personality and the willpower and the infrastructure. And you know, you've got an important role in this world, and what Dr. Pat's telling you is very relevant. Get rid of that lousy habit because you need to be in good health because you have too many people to help and many that you haven't even met yet.
Yeah. And there is a direct relationship between serum potassium and cigarette smoking, and you can Google this on your own.
Okay.
Okay. You can go do the Googling on that on your own. Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sunshine. Thank you so much for calling in. What a great show. Did you know that about the relationship between potassium and smoking, especially in men?
I did not.
It's a wing-dinger. Yeah,
it's good to know.
Mark, why don't you take us out and please share your personal message. And thank you for allowing us to honor your mom in such a beautiful way tonight.
Thank you. I know my mom's spirit, her energy's around me, and she's very humbled that she's able to touch so many people. And the message is, let your genie out of the bottle. Don't bottle yourself up in depression or addiction or lethargy or bad habits, because you're the one that's in control. And that's one thing my mom always wanted me to know, is I'm the one in control of my decisions, and make good, positive, healthy decisions. And Dr. Pat and I will be back next week, and we're going to have another amazing show. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And on behalf of myself, my mom, my dad in spirit, God bless all of you.
All clear.
Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.